Is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave983.fm.
As the day came up, she made a stop. up waiting another day for the captain of the hunt. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of the hunt.
Way that guy plays guitar, he is Jesse Cook, and that particular song was called Havana. And we started the hour off with Duble and the Captain of Her Heart. Eventually, the hour will contain music from Sting, Sade, and Lake Street Dive. And right now, here's new music on the wave. This is Boney James and Slide.
98.3.
How did she fall in love? Tired and shaken up. Could it be hanging around in the huff? No one was fooling when they told about the sense and sensibility in moving on.
That's always going to be a summer song for me from last summer. That is Remy Shand and Take a Message. Also in their new music from Boney James and a cool little tune called Slide. It is 3:17 on this Tuesday afternoon. My goodness, what a terrible drive-in this morning for anyone using Highway 1. There was a big accident overnight, several vehicles involved, and just a major mess on the road, which was closed all morning long. We'll be happy to know that all lanes have been reopened and westbound Highway 1 in Burnaby between Gillardy and Kensington is all free and clear. Still some cleanup going on because there was quite a mess. There were five vehicles involved overnight, and it's going to take a while. It has taken a while, but everything is moving and clear, and that is a good way to start the rush hour, and we have no major problems or tie-ups to report. Volume beginning to build in a few of the usual spots. We'll keep an eye on things for you.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
Holly,
jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
These crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time, featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss The Gingerbread Man, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company, December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont Stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
All right, windy, a clear chance of a shower, and a high of 10, the official forecast for today. We did manage to exceed the high for a while. Now, here comes the bad part. Rain, at times heavy, overnight tonight, starting later this afternoon, early evening, probably around 6 or 7 o'clock, and the wind's going to pick right up. It'll average 60 kilometers an hour overnight. This is overnight right through until tomorrow morning. It's going to be a blustery drive-in for a lot of people in the morning, including our Tara Jean, who comes into work at a really early hour. And at that point, it'll be very windy. The overnight low at 9, so no major temperature change with the cloud cover. Tomorrow, showers and a high of 12. And on Thursday, we're also looking at clouds and showers and a warm 11 degrees. It is 10 downtown right now. It is not raining yet. Hopefully, it holds up when we get through the afternoon rush hour. We'll keep an eye on all of those details as we most importantly provide just some of the finest music on the planet, including this from Gerald Albright. This is Eddie's Groove, Wave 98.3.
mountains, meet the melodies. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
I look too good to be alone. Ooh. My house clean. My pool warm. Just shake
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So if you're trying to lay in peace, I'ma leave the
Unless you like.
If you smoke, I got the haze. And if you're hungry, girl, I got the lace. Ooh, baby, don't keep me
waiting.
There's so much love we could be making. I'm talking kissing, cuddling, rose petals in the bathtub. Girl, it's jumping.
Leave the door open.
I'ma leave the door open.
Wave 98.3, that is Eric Darius on sax doing Pharrell Williams' Happy. It is 3:30 on the west coast of Canada. Here's a wonderful song from Sting going back a few years. This is Fields of Gold. Wave 98.3.
Oh, Daytime in the summer heat, nighttime shadows gotta be. Feel the rhythm of your feet, echoes down the blackened street. Darkness to the breaking dawn, the promise of a new day, like a lover's kiss, it's gone. In the nighttime, always, I'll be in the go. In the nighttime, always, I'll be in the go.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3 with a song from this summer. That is The French Blues by The Frost Duo, along with Len Mazzoni and Waves of Indigo. Great music in there, along with Sting and Fields of Gold. Great music for a somber kind of Tuesday afternoon with a big storm on the way. We'll check all the weather stuff here in just a minute.
Hey, Dave, what are you guys doing over the holidays?
We have friends visiting, so I thought I'd take them and the family on a Taste Vancouver food tour.
Really?
Yeah, they're great. You get to taste lots of delicious food, have drinks, learn some fun history, and their tour guides are super entertaining.
Sounds great.
Try something different. Treat your family and friends to a food tour or ask about a private tour for larger groups. With three great tours to choose from and hundreds of five-star reviews, Taste Vancouver Food Tours deliver a unique experience. Book today at TasteVancouverFoodTours.com.
And wave weather, it's the calm before the storm, quite literally. And it's not entirely calm. There's a bit of a breeze going on, but nothing like what we're going to see overnight tonight. The weather office saying sometime in the early evening, 6, 7-ish, we're going to start to see the winds come up. The rain will start as well, and it's more about the wind again tonight than it is about the rain. Yes, it's going to rain, and yes, it's going to rain profusely in some areas around Metro Vancouver and Southern Vancouver Island. But again, it's the wind, as was the case a few days ago. About a week ago or so, we had a big old windstorm, and it appears to be winds approximately 60 kilometers an hour, gusting to 90 overnight, and this is through the evening into and including tomorrow morning. It's going to be mild, overnight low 9, tomorrow's high 12. The next day, Thursday, will be 11, but a lot of clouds and showers in the forecast for the week. But it's getting through tonight, and the big gusts of wind. So once again, it's highly possible that we'll be dealing with spotty sort of power outages around the areas where the trees come down on power lines, the usual stuff. Expect that. So just know where the candles are and the backup generator and whatever your emergency supplies are. Just have them close by. Right now, downtown, it is indeed the calm before the storm. It's 10 degrees here at 555 West Georgia as we continue with great music for a Tuesday afternoon from Sade this time and The Sweetest Taboo, Wave 98.3.
Sweetest taboo, too good for me. I know.
Okay. Keep on shining.
Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. Former British Columbia Premier and Ambassador to Germany, John Horgan, has died at the age of 65 after his third battle with cancer. The Horgan family says their hearts are broken to announce the passing of our beloved husband, father, and friend, John Horgan, who passed away peacefully this morning at Royal Jubilee Hospital in Victoria. Horgan served as BC's New Democrat Premier for 5 years before stepping down in 2022, then was appointed Ambassador last year. In June, Horgan announced he was on leave after being diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Horgan was remembered by those across the aisle and from around the country today. Social media lit up with stories about Horgan and condolences to his family. Here in BC, Premier Eby said the flags at the Parliament buildings will be lowered to half-mast in honor of John Horgan, and opportunities for British Columbians to offer their condolences will be shared with the public. We'll be working with John's family and the Office of Protocol to announce the timing of services to mark the passing of John Horgan. Canada Soccer says women's head coach Bev Priestman, assistant coach Jasmine Mander, and analyst Joey Lombardi, all serving a one-year FIFA ban for their role in the scandal, will not be back. The search for a new head coach for the women's national team will commence shortly. The Independent report into the Olympic drone spying scandal involving members of the Canadian women's soccer team coaching staff leaves as many questions as answers, but it's clear the practice of conducting surreptitious surveillance of opponents predated this summer's Paris Olympics. Here's how the Soccer Canada CEO summed it up. Quote, the findings of the Independent investigator reveal the incident itself was a symptom of a difficult and unacceptable past culture within the national teams. Quite simply, while players on the national teams performed admirably, cultural standards and management of the programs dating back several years fell short of expectations. And then he added, the investigation is incomplete in that former coach John Herdman has yet to give evidence, with Canada Soccer saying it has initiated a proceeding with respect to Mr. Herdman under its disciplinary code. In sports tonight, there are 7 games in the NHL, including the Calgary Flames at the Vancouver Canucks, with puck drop at 7 o'clock at Rogers Arena. The other game of note, the red-hot Winnipeg Jets up against the Rangers in New York City. And both the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Toronto Argonauts have arrived in Vancouver. They're both settling in, getting ready for Grey Cup game Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock our time. And between now and then, all the festivities of Grey Cup week, and they are numerous, and we'll tell you all about the road closures as they happen day to day over the next few days. Wave weather, clouds and showers, and